Welcome to Inside the Program, presented by Academy. I'm Joe Cook, got Eric Nalin. It's our weekly look at the goings-on behind the scenes of Texas Longhorns football. Even though they're on spring break, even though spring practice starts up next week, there's always information flowing, and we'll bring that to you today. Make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel, and of course, head to InsideTexas.com, recruiting, inside info, full coverage, maybe even a coaching search. We got a lot to talk about over on Inside Texas, so make sure you come and join the best Texas Longhorns message board on the market, website on the market, too. Today, we will go over positive updates for injured running backs. Could Chad Scott look in the transfer portal? Projected starter at cornerback? And staff sentiment on the 2025 offensive line. So, Eric, as we know, CJ Baxter, Christian Clark, they went down for the season with training camp injuries. Baxter tore some ligaments in his knee. Clark tore his Achilles. But Stark offered some pretty good updates on Baxter during a South by Southwest meetup with Cam Jordan. But also, it sounds like even more so than that, Christian Clark's making some great progress and maybe moving faster right now than CJ Baxter.
Yeah, what a reminder how the pitfalls of August, even though it's a time of excitement, we're always on edge waiting for that one bad practice report. I don't think that Christian Clark tore his Achilles. I don't know. He hurt his Achilles in some regard, but I don't think there's any way he would be back and moving the way he did if he tore his Achilles. If so, they need to donate him to science right now. He's already, like we've talked about, I don't think he's going to participate during contact periods, but I do think he's going to be full go otherwise individual and running all out with the rest of the team absent the contact periods. So he is further ahead. Sark was positive recently on Cedric Baxter's healing process, expects him to be fully back and going by the end of August ahead of the game against Ohio State. Our inside info points towards higher expectations for next season on Christian Clark, actually. And that's no surprise if you talk about where they are in their rehabilitation with Clark getting ready to go for spring. But it is a bit of a surprise when you think Achilles versus knee and you think about where Baxter is, has been ahead of Clark on the pecking order. Right now, I think Christian Clark is going to be more likely to make an impact on the season. He's probably the most dynamic running back they currently have on the roster. They definitely need a home run threat if they can find one, if they decide to go that direction. We've been downplaying that, but we'll talk about that in a second. But right now, I think, I think a lot of the excitement is about where Christian Clark is. Despite Sark's statements on Baxter, I'm a little apprehensive on my expectations for him this upcoming season. I want to hear about August practice reports with him.
This excitement on Clark isn't anything new because Baxter was injured first. And I think when that happened, people were like, okay, we got Wisner. Okay, we got Blue. People within the program. And it's like, hey, we got this Christian Clark guy. And they were expecting a lot, even in his true freshman season. So for that to carry over, and especially after his injury, great news for Chad Scott. But Chad Scott may have a little bit of a decision to make. Do they go looking within the transfer portal to try and find another addition to that running back room?
Yeah, the timeline on this is, going back to December, we thought that they would add a running back, especially with the expectation that Jaden Blue would leave, or at least the likelihood he could, we didn't know if he was going to go to the portal, go to the NFL or whatever. We were expecting one in early December. Then as December went on, oddly enough, we weren't hearing anything about running back, taking a running back. And it's been downplayed December, January, February. And now finally in March, we're hearing, hey, look, there's a possibility that they could take one. I think it's been an obvious need since August when both those guys got hurt and they were going to go into the season without certainty on their health. Certainly, we already know they're not going to have certainty to the degree they at least want on Baxter. Clark is still a little bit up in the air. Again, we got to figure out what that actual injury was. There's no way he tore it. But I think you can't leave anything to chance at running back this season. You can't depend on Trey Wisner going back-to-back weeks with 60 carries or whatever he had against Kentucky and A&M. And even though there's all that excitement about Jarrett Gibson, I get it. I could see it too. What if something happens to him? He turns an ankle and misses some carries. So I think they have to go portal. I think it's always been that case. But now we're finally hearing some murmurs that, yeah, they might look. And if they look, they're going to want a speed back. And, of course, that's going to have everybody looking towards where Chad Scott and Neil Brown just came from at West Virginia. I haven't heard anything about them looking at Jaheim White. I just know that they're starting to think, or at least it sounds like they're looking at running back a lot more seriously than they were the last couple months.
You know, I don't like using snake bitten, but when two of your guys get hurt and then you bring in a portal guy and then he injures his eye to end his football career, that kind of falls into that category, in my opinion. And, you know, gives him license, I feel like, more than just license, gives him good reason to go to the portal and look for some reinforcements. Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor. That is Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Days like this, the anticipation's half the fun. The call to adventure. Possibilities in every direction.
Look at that.
The stories you'll bring back. Even the true ones. And always, already, you can't wait until next time. From first catch to biggest catch of the season, this is where it starts. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
We will flip over to the defensive side of the football real quick. Texas is losing a Thorpe Award winner, a consensus All-American at cornerback, and Jahdae Barron, someone who made the switch from star, that nickel corner position, over to the outside on the boundary to set up his career year. And could that be something that Texas tries again this upcoming season, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've been reporting that quite a bit, that Gilbo is going to play cornerback this season. You know, I think it's I think it was a good way to want him to come back and really motivate him. He really took the bull by the horns last year, and he had a good year at nickel. Not a great year. He wasn't Jahdae Barron. Of course, Jahdae Barron was often maligned at playing nickel as well. But, you know, he came in last year when he realized that Barron was coming back but going to corner, and he had a new lease on life that he's going to be the starter. I think he's going to have that same exact motivation this entire offseason. It's a contract year for him. He's got the ability to be a mid-round draft pick. I don't want to go much higher than that and raise expectations too much, but I could see him going anywhere from the third to the fifth. He's got that ability. Again, I think fans don't understand the difference in playing star and corner. Is that, you know, you're not going to have paralysis by analysis playing corner. You're going to play a lot more naturally and athletically. If you can play star, you're definitely physical enough to play outside at corner. So I'm expecting big things out of Gilbo. Our sources do believe that he's going to win that job over Kobe Black and Warren Roberson. Of course, Kobe Black is going to play a lot, and Roberson has a chance too as well. But right now they like to lean on experience, and I think that Gilbo, for similar reasons that Barron broke out, I think Gilbo will, just not to the degree that Barron did. And, of course, on the other corner, everybody knows Malik Muhammad's going to win that job.
Around this time last year, Steve Sarkisian talked a lot about getting Jalen Gilbo back, and I think some of that had to do with on-field bumps and bruises, some off-field turbulence. But he went through all of that and made sure to really make the most of his season. And then what you talked about at Star, just thinking on the field, you have to deal with a lot of two-way goes. You're dealing with slots. You're dealing with tight ends. You're dealing with the run game. That's not as prevalent when you're playing on the outside. And Jahdae Barron was able to reap the benefits of that. So will be a little bit of a thing that Texas has to try to figure out, because Jalen Gilbo's been playing star since he showed up on campus. And that's a lot of experience at a difficult position to try to replace. But they did it last year. Maybe they know what they're doing in that regard. Last thing, coming back to the offensive side of the ball, Texas is losing four starters on the offensive line, with Kelvin Banks, Hayden Connor, Jake Majors, and Cam Williams all heading to the NFL draft. Maybe all four of them get picked. Texas has to replace four starters. DJ Campbell's back. It kind of got half a starter back in Cole Hudson. But even though they're replacing some really great players like Banks, a unanimous All-American and a multi-award winner, there's still a lot of – seems like there's a lot of confidence that they'll be able to do good things, not only in the run game, but protecting Arch Manning this upcoming season.
Yeah, they're actually pretty hyped up about this group. You know, I started the article over on InsideTexas.com talking about how last season – or last year around this time, you know, while fans were really worried about D tackles after losing Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat, staff felt really good about Alfred Collins and Vernon Broughton. They were confident about D-tackle even before they brought in Jermaine Lole and Bill Norton. Now, picking up on the same exact sentiment this year, they're very excited about this offensive line. They think they got some guys that are ready to break out. They think they got some guys that are, you know, NFL players. Trevor Goosby is obviously going to be an NFL player. You know, they're going to play the best five. You know, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to play out. I wouldn't rule out a tackle moving to guard if Umeozulu doesn't grab that that position by the horns. You know, Cole Hudson's going to have to hold off Connor Robertson. Our sources do believe that Cole Hudson will ultimately win that job, but he's going to have to earn it. DJ Campbell, how many times have we seen senior breakout players at Texas? He's in line for that. I think they do have some questions at right tackle. But overall, the talent level, I think the way the offensive pieces are going to fit together up front, they're going to be able to create a pretty good identity. And then I think they've got a lot of stress relievers as well, with, you know, Arch Manning being number one. He's going to make life easier for them. They've got a lot of different things that they can do as play callers to take some of the burden off the offensive line. But they're not nearly as worried about this offensive line as you would think, given what you said in the lead-in, that they lost four guys off to the NFL Combine. Probably, you know, three of those guys are going to get drafted. Hayden Connor's got a chance, I think, to stick playing center. So there's a lot to replace, but they don't seem all that worried about it. They in fact, they're downright excited by what they have, coming back. They might be young and some of them somewhat unproven, but they do have experience in the program, and they think these guys are rearing to go.
All these guys that are really in the conversation, most of them are third-year guys. I know Brandon Baker is in his second year. But you also mentioned that there's a true freshman who is maybe not going to take a starting role, but is making some of the other older guys work to keep their playing time.
Yeah, some of the better college tackles that you've seen were too good to keep off the field and found their way playing guard earlier in their career. It's happened quite a bit, actually. It's even happened in the NFL. They're talking about doing that with Kelvin Banks, depending on what team he gets drafted. You know, go play guard for a year and then move out to kick out the tackle. I do wonder if he gets a look there. I don't see him winning a spot outside as a true freshman.
For Nick Brooks, we haven't mentioned his name.
Correct. Yet. Yeah, Nick Brooks, sorry. I don't see him winning a spot as a true freshman at tackle, but man, could he play with experienced players on either side of him? If you're a guard, you got a center talking to you. I could see him challenging that based on all the stuff that we've heard about him, all the positives. But, you know, right tackle, I think, is going to be the main question. Brandon Baker, Andre Kodjo, perhaps Nick Brooks. Baker's going to be the favorite there, right? You know, that guy was a highly rated kid out of modern day. You had to hold off Oregon and Ohio State. That was not cheap. That guy's going to play. He almost has to play. But Kodjo, I think, is going to make it interesting with him. But, yeah, Nick Brooks is going to be one of the guys that we're watching very closely. There were a number of recruits that were already catching wind of that Texas signed that are outperforming what their rankings were, and Nick Brooks is probably at the top of the list.
Make sure you head to InsideTexas.com, get the full picture of what Eric wrote. Talked a little bit about it here in this video, but we got that. We're going to have full recruiting updates. It's going to be a busy week, not just for the team with the current team, members of the former team with Pro Day, maybe members of the future team with recruiting. So make sure you head to InsideTexas.com. And of course, if you're here, go ahead and give us a like, subscribe to the channel. We'll be bringing it all week next week, probably with some practice reports as well for windows that Texas gives to us, and practice reports for some of the things that we get from behind the scenes. So, Eric, thank you so much, and thank you for watching Inside the Program presented by Academy.